Ches Iyar, May 14th, on page Kufav. At the bottom, Tanadir, Rabbi Shmuel, Mele, Lazoch, Yisrael, Hakba, Pnei, Avim, Shabashim, El Pan, Machas, Bachorish, Dayam. Yeah, which is good to keep in mind because it's been rainy and Mitzvah Shabbos is the last night for Kiddush Levanon. But Chazal say if Klai Yisrael were only able to be Makabel, Pnei, Kodesh Baruch Hu, once a month, that would be sufficient, that would be great. Ain't Sarach El His Bonin, Bechidish Halavana, Kede Liros is a Yotzer. What is this referring to? It's talking about Kish Levana. You just need to contemplate the renewal of the moon in order to see the creator of Machadish, the one who makes things anew. Asha Chazal Korimler, Iazu Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. To the degree that Chazal referred to this sighting, this experience, Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. You recall when we were learning Rabbi Ruchim's teachings, it was Rav Volba's Rebbe, he also had a big emphasis on experience and the moon, things that we see that reflect the Kodesh Baruch Hu, making it experiential.
But you also only allow it to glance very quickly.
Right, it's not really the moon, it's the experience of it. It's right. It is very important to distance any physicality from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nira barur ki kabbalas pnei Hashchina hi estaklus b'levana mechudeshes atzma. He says the kabbalas pnei Hashchina is looking at the new moon. U'birkas ha'levana hi birkas ha'udah al kabbalas pnei Hashchina. And the bracha we make is a bracha of thanks for Hashem that we're able to greet, see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As opposed to just saying we're thanking Hashem for the nature and the moon, it's the experience of encountering Hashem.
The key word you said was like to reflect. Reflect, and the moon itself reflects, but it's not like a direct thing, but it's
right.
Just a right. Manifestation.
Right. Ulam lamamin hamamik, this is the term he keeps using, the believer who plumbs deeply, because he spoke about the importance of doing that. For the believer who is maimik harei kol se'uda hitzir, every meal is an image, is an experience. Echu yisbarach zonis kol ha'olam kula batuvo, our Kodesh Baruch Hu sustains the whole world in his goodness. Bechein v'chesed v'rachamim barring l'shanas from benching. V'chol neshima maskir lo, asher b'yad ha'nefesh kol chay, and every breath reminds him that all life is in his hand. V'chol yikitza baboker geder shatchias ha'mesim, and every waking up in the morning is in the realm of tchias ha'mesim, especially before you have the coffee. Really, it's an amazing thing. Person wakes up and feels, first they get up and they feel so weak, and then somehow the strength comes back. Tikotzer hayiria mehachil. That's an expression that means like the paper can't hold it. The page is too short from containing all that could be described. If we were really to walk through every experience in daily living, that's a picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence and Chesed and Chachma. Kol habriya maleya emuna. The entire world, the entire universe is full of emuna. Ein sayer kelokein. There's no painter like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the emphasis of all things to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why call him an artist? Why call him a designer? Because the whole world is a painting. It's something to look at and see the artist behind it. A powerful section. Perek Esrim, emuna v'yira. Emuna and awe, fear of Hashem. Od lanu dvarim b'avodas ha'emunah. There's more for us to say about the service of emunah. Ulai ein divrei ha'perek hazeh begeder moshchem esalev v'af heim dvarim kashim kegidim. Maybe the words in this perek are not in the realm of things that draw a person, that are inviting, but rather words that are tough, harsh. These are all terms of Chazal use.
Gidim is
really sinews, but it means like it's based on the Rashi. Ko somer the name of Sagid the base yar. As ko Sagid of Nei Yisrael Somer LeBeis Yaakov. To the women you speak more softly, and to the men you say Dvar Makashim Kegidim. That's the term Chazal use. I'm not sure what exactly Gidim. But Lahagid is a strong, is a harsher term than Lomar, to say. That's where Chazal make the drasha. Uvechol zos himnu chayavim legalos ozan hamavakesh hamita yisod zeshu mea mukim biyosir b'taras adam. What he means is this parak is not so inspiring or drawing, but it's the truth, and it has to be the term we use to reveal the ear, but it means to alert the ear of the true seeker to this foundational principle we're going to see, because it's from the very deep in the Torah of man. To be honest, if you're bracing yourself for getting hit over the head, I don't think you're going to be overwhelmed by I think we've all but sees depth in this, that you have to be on a madrega to feel like you get hit over the head from this next section. But Kosovo Yar Yisrael Sayyad HaGdola Asher Asah Hashem B'Mitzrayim V'Yiru Amas Hashem B'Aminu B'Hashem Moshe Abdo. Okay, Pesach will say shortly. Hashem Mefur Semes. The question is famous. Lama HaTor Magdim HaKan Asa Yiru La'amuna. It says V'Yiru, the people feared, and then V'Aminu, and they believed. So the question is, why that order? Per our grasp of things, first you believe. I believe there's Hashem, and now I'm in awe of Him, in fear of Him. And once I establish that there's God, now I have a fear of Him. Not usually the other way around. This is one of his rebbeim. I don't know that much about him, say, but if you look at one of the people whom he even turned to for Skama, I think this was his Rebbe in Kabbalah. If you look at the beginning of the Sefer, there's a letter. There's one letter right before the section we started with, right before the Mavo Kloli. And actually, no, it's in between. There's one Haskama or two. There's four Haskamas. Okay, there's Rabbi Yaakov, Chatzko Levinstein, Chaim Shmulevitz, Kloft. And then there's one Mechtov. The Mechtov is from this author. And what he tells them is, look in this Kabbalistic writing, look here, look there. What you said here is correct, and there's more source to it over there. That's Moshe Yechiel Halevi, who's the Admar of... here he calls him Moshe Epstein. I'm not sure exactly what his name is. But anyway, this is one of his rebbeim. So, in his sefer, Sifra Hanifla Eshdas, this incredible sefer Eshdas, Omer al Hashaila, so he addresses this question. Umatzbi al Divrei Azara Kadosh Bereishis Daf Nun Tesem Beis, and he points to, and Etzba is a finger, Matzbi, to point to the words of the Zara Kadosh. Kol Bar Nash de Docha Lei Lakutcha Brichu, Shar Yehime Mehem Nusa Kedikayos. Every human being, a Bar Nash is a term used in Zohar for Bar Enosh, person. Dechila is a Yira, so Dechila is fear from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Mehemnusa is Emuna. So Emuna rests with him as is appropriate. Kidikayos means as is proper. Dehahahu Bar Nash Sholem Bepulchana Demari, because that person is complete in his service. Pulchan is the Aramaic for Avoda. In his service of his master. Mandalo Sharya Bay Dachala Damare, person who doesn't have the fear of his master resting within him, being shore on him. Lo Sharya Ime Mamnusa, so Emuna does not rest in him. Velo Ihu Kedai Lamhevile Chulokam Balmadasi, and he's not worthy of having a share in the world to come. Those are the words of the Zohar Kodesh. Hare dafka adam hayari es HaKadosh Baruch Hu shara imo ha'muna karoi. So, only a person who is yari of HaKashem has emuna properly. Hu ha'adam ha'sholem b'avodas baruch. And that's a person who's sholem in his service of his Creator. V'nimtza ki be'emes ha'yira hi ha'eskola le'amuna. If thus turns out that yira is the beginning, the introduction to Emunah. Right? Our question was that we think of it in the opposite way. First, I believe, my reaction is to have Yira. What he's saying, what he's saying, you get from...
Of course, fear, amen.
Yeah. And the Zohar points to it in the other direction. Harkav Beir Lafid, probably should be Dati Haniya. More explanation per my understanding, says Rav Volba, is a Ramba maybe b'sefer mitzvahs shalosh mitzvahs be'amunah ve'ilhain. Sefer mitzvahs, the Rambam counts three different mitzvahs that are part of Amunah, and these are they. Mitzvah Aleph, yativa shirtzionu b'hamonos elokus. We're commanded to believe in God. V'hushan namen sh'yesham ila v'siva, to believe there's a first cause. Who po'a l'chol ha'msayim, he makes, does everything that exists. Who amra anochi Hashem lokeh. Mitzvah Beis, yativa shetzivanu b'hamonos ha'yichud, to believe in the oneness of Hashem. V'hushan namen sh'po'al ha'matzias v'sibasa rishona echad. Who amra yisparach sh'ma yisrael Hashem lokeh Hashem lokeh. To believe he's one, the one who does all this. Mitzvah Gimel, yishetzivanu l'hamin yirasa yisparach l'pachad mimenu, to believe in the awe of him and to fear him. Velonia kikofra maholchim b'shurus libim v'kari, not to be like the deniers who go with the whims of their heart and with chance don't believe in anything. Avanira b'yiras ansho b'chol eis, but to believe in the his punishment at all times. V'zeu amri yisparach es Hashem alokecha tira. So Anochi, Shema Yisrael, and that's Hashem Elokech HaTira.
So it's the opposite.
Oh, let's see. Hold on, let's see. Harei HaRamba Mones HaYira Kemitzvah. His focus is not the order. But Harei HaRamba Mones HaYira Kemitzvah Samuna. The Rambam counts Yira as a mitzvah of faith. I might have said, well, mitzvah to believe, and then there's a mitzvah to fear. He says to believe in the fear of him. That's what Revolver is emphasizing, highlighting. Nimtze ki yira hi chelek meha emuna. So yira is a share, is a portion of emuna. Lefi anes bar v'perak hakodem ikar ha'emuna hu tzir. Based on what we said in the previous chapter, and which he alluded to earlier also, the main thing in emuna is, again, we can call it imagery, visualization, experiential emuna, whatever you want to call it. Vatziyurim hamaorim pachad mehadar gaon uza yisparach v'yurim mehamishpat va'ona shashamayim gam heim be'emuni yisodam. The images that rouse an awe of his grandeur and fear of his punishment, of his justice and punishment from heaven, they have their root in emuna also. V'hine ha'amonas elokus, the belief in Hashem, kolomar ha'emuna b'metzius yisparach, he levada misugelas lasas roshim ko amok belit beinu achi kol l'shanos is kol helach machshu v'seinu. The moon and his existence, that alone has the ability to make such a deep impression in our hearts that it could change the whole way we think. I mean, the moon has to change the way we feel. The moon is only knowledge, but it doesn't change a person's thinking. Is not really a moon. So a moon in his yira. Yira is an emotional response. I believe there's a God, but then he's able to act as if he doesn't. It's not real. I'm going to have to come back to tomorrow.